Today's daf in Masechet Yoma, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Mem. And listen, Rabbosai, to get this daf straight, I'd like to start from the beginning, if you don't mind. Explain it properly, because it can get a little bit out of hand, and then you'll see it's really quite straightforward. So, what we did yesterday is we did the basic work, which I'll go over with you again briefly. But let's start from the very beginning, not in the order that the sugya presents it. So in the very beginning, what we find is that there's a machlokas later on, which we need to know for here, and that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, about what exactly does chukah, that it refers to the Zot Chukat HaTorah, that it says over here in terms of Chukat Olam, rather, that it says over here in terms of Yom HaKippurim. When that word is used, it means we tolerate no variances. So it's exactly the way I tell it to you here. That's the way you got to do it. What is that referring to? So this is a big machlokas. So according to Rabbi Nechemya, he says the chukah is a reference in context to things that you're doing with the Big Day Lavan. And therefore, anything that you're doing with the Big Day Lavan is an absolute. You can't change anything at all. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says, chukah is a reference to the exact case where the chukah appears, and that is where you're wearing the Big Day Lavan, but you're doing an Aveda inside of the Kodesh HaKodesh. If you're doing an Aveda elsewhere, even if it's in the Heichal, certainly if it's in the Azara, on that, the chukah was never said. Now, on the surface, that machlokas ought to define for us whether doing the Hagralah, which is the lottery that we do on the determination of which Soyer is Lashem and which Soyer Lazazel. So on the surface of it, that should define the din of the lottery. Because since the lottery is certainly done outside, it's in the Azorah, so it should boil down to a classic question of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that only things that are done lefnai v'lefnim are ma'akev, the chukah, so then these things are not done lefnai v'lefnim. According to Rabbi Nechemya, that anything that it says that is done by Big Day Lavan, which includes the Hagralah, is ma'akev, so then the Hagralah would be ma'akev. All very straightforward. The problem is that the Gemara says it's not straightforward at all. And why is that? Because we find that there's a machlokas amoroyim between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, and they seem to be arguing in the same thing that these Tanoim are arguing on, which, of course, is never the case. So the question is, they are clearly arguing according to one mandiyama, whether the Hagralah is ma'akev or not ma'akev. The only question is, which mandiyama? So yesterday, we had two completely different approaches. And one of the approaches was that it could very well be that the only time that Rabbi Nechemya was ready to say that chukah is ma'akev is if it's a real aveda. But since it's not an aveda, whereas the goral, alias ha-goral, is not an aveda, so because of that, it should not be ma'akev. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to Rabbi Nechemya. That was one approach. The other approach is that Rabbi Yanai said that the Hagralah is ma'akev, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chukah does not apply to things done in the Azar. What would be the reason for that? Because it's the exact opposite extreme. The reason for that is that there are two different modalities for the Torah to be able to express an absolute ikuv, which doesn't allow any variance. One is the use of the word chukah. And over there, indeed, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, chukah doesn't apply to the Hagralah, so that would be irrelevant. True. But there's another way that the Torah tells us that something could be ma'akev even without using the word chukah. And what is that? Saying something twice. If it's repeated, then we understand that if it's repeated, it means to be ma'akev, even in dinim of aveda of kachin. So when it comes to the goral, we find that the Torah keeps repeating Hasair Asher Alav Hagoral. And by repeating Hasair Asher Alav Hagoral, instead of simply saying Hasair Lashem, Hasair Lazazel, to stress each time that it's Asher Allah Alav HaGoral, either La Hashem, Asher Allah Alav HaGoral, La Azazel, you are telling me that this Goral is definitive. You can't get away without that Goral. There is no such thing as Asher La Hashem if it wasn't Asher Allah Alav HaGoral La Hashem. There is no such thing as Asher La Azazel if it were not Asher Allah Alav HaGoral La Azazel. That's what the repetition achieves. And that would mean that the question of the status of the Goral has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda's normal opinion. Because Rabbi Yehuda's normal opinion was a reference to where does chukah apply. But the question of the Goral is outside of the realm of chukah. The Goral is a completely different issue. The Torah repeats the dinim of the Goral, and therefore says Rabbi Yanai, as far as I'm concerned, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, nobody in his right mind would believe that the Goral is not ma'akev. And even Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no chukah, would hold that there is certainly another reason for the Goral to be ma'akev. So if we can understand the way that those two machlokas, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah machlokas, are connected peripherally to the machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, how each one can manipulate the shita of the supposed Tana that holds against them to agree with them, then we've got this Gemara straight. So I just want to go over those facts that we did yesterday, because once we get them straight, the rest of the sugya is really very straightforward. So if you don't mind, let me start once again to review what we did yesterday on Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and you will then see how easy it is to fit in the two shitas together. So let us first start with Omar Rabbi Yanai. So Omar Rabbi Yanai, about 10 lines from the bottom, Aliyat Goral mitoch kalpi ma'akevet, hanachayna ma'akevet. So as far as actually doing the Goral, defining which one is the Sar Lashem, which one is the Sar Lazazel, that's absolutely essential. Can't get away without that. As far as the question of Natan Aaron, Ashnei Asirim Goralot, which means to physically put the Goral on them, that's not ma'akev, because it doesn't repeat that anyway. Right? So no matter what sheet do you say. The netina is not ma'akev. So says Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan says nothing is ma'akev. Even the Aliyat HaGoral is not ma'akev. So now let's see how this machlokas fits in with the machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah. So our first take on it is that Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, who Rabbi Yehuda says Dvorim Hana'asim, Bibigdei Lavan, and only Bibigdei Lavan Bifnim. The Dvarim Anasim Bibigdei Lavan Mibachutz. And when we say Mibachutz, we don't mean outside of the Eichel. We mean outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Anywhere in the Azorah, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only those things are not Ma'akev. So then for sure, how could the Goral be Ma'akev? There's no Chukah said on the Goral. So our first take on this was that even Rabbi Yanai, who says that it is Ma'akev, he didn't mean according to Rabbi Yehuda. He meant ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Nechemiah. So Rabbi Yanai was saying, okay, but at least aliba de Rabbi Nechemiah, it is ma'akev, right? So Rabbi Yanai is saying, okay, I'm just repeating over what Rabbi Nechemiah says. Rabbi Nechemiah says that the Torah says chukah on everything that you do in Big Day Lavan. Just answer me. Do you do a goral with Big Day Lavan? Yes. Okay, so shush. That's all I want to know. If you do a big day lavan, then it's ma'akev with chukah. Tell me no more. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, I disagree. How can you disagree? Because I say, mandi amar lo ma'akva, I say that, well, of course, I mean, it's all very nice to say, it says chukah on the big day lavan. Great. You know, so according to that, it would include everything, no? I mean, even things that are not an Aveda at all. I mean, walking to the Sar Mishtaleach, going to the bathroom. I mean, I understand. What do you think? Obviously, when it says chukah, it means the avodot that are defined here as chukah. Is doing a goral considered to be avodah anywhere? So because of that, there's no chukah, even according to Rabbi Nechemiah on this case. That's what I say, says Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so that means we have two very different approaches over here. So that our first approach is that we are arguing Aliba de Rabbi Nechemiah. The second approach, Ikedi Amri, is the one that I initially laid out for you. So Ikedi Amri, On the contrary, according to Rabbi Nechemiah says it's ma'akev. For sure, everybody would have to agree. Even Rabbi Yochanan would have to agree that it's ma'akev. The only machlokes is according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan says, okay. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not ma'akev because there is no chukah. Because Rabbi Yehuda openly said that the chukah only applies to Big Day Lavan in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just answer me, baby. Is the Gagra Lad done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Just yes or no. Don't give me all your talk. No? Great. So it's not ma'akev. Thank you. To which Rabbi Yanai replies, now hold on a minute. That's as far as chukah is concerned. I agree, of course, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold chukah applies. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other reasons for it to be ma'akev. And therefore, I say, Rabbi Yanai, say that there's another reason to be ma'akev to which Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Shinei Acha Detana Beikra. Over here, it's different. The pasuk keeps repeating Asher Allah Alav Agoral. So we're just talking about the Sir Lashem. It says Asher Allah Alav Agoral Hashem. It could have just said Asher Lashem. The other Sir can instead of calling it the Seir Lazazel, it says Haseir Asher Allah Alav Agoral Azazel. Why do you think it repeats it? Because it's coming to tell me that if there was no Aliyat Agoral, then it is not considered to be a Seir Lashem. It's not considered to be a Seir Lazazel. It's the Aliyat Agoral and only the Aliyat Agoral that ends up defining things for me. Okay, so this is the essential machlokas. Now, Meisvet, let us see the questions that we have. We find a series of braitot, and from these braitot, we have problems with the way that we have been understanding the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, because we don't want to say that this braita is going to be definitively as a tiyufta against one of the sides that we've selected. Since we have two possible interpretations of the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, one of which means that Rabbi Yanai would say there's not a Tana in the world, even Rabbi Yehuda, who would hold that the Goral is not ma'akev because of other reasons, not because of chukah. According to the other, which was the first approach, everybody agrees somebody holds it's not ma'akev, because according to that approach, if Rabbi Yehuda says Big Day, Lavan are not ma'akev b'chutz, so then fine, so then the Agrala is not ma'akev, according to anybody, even according to Rabbi Yanai. So this leads us to the following difficulty, because we've got braitot that insist that somebody holds that the goral is ma'akev. So that we have numerous examples of this. Let's take a look at this first braitot. Mitzvah lahagril. It's a nice mitzvah to do, but if you didn't do the hagralah, it doesn't matter. It's still kosher. Now, I understand that according to the lashon that we had, which was the first approach that we took, nobody's arguing about Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yanai agrees, yeah, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not ma'akev, because it's done b'chutz. I admit to that. I'm only telling you, I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemiah, it's ma'akev. And you disagree, you say, no, Rabbi Nechemiah only says avodah is ma'akev. Okay, fine. So then if you're going according to that first lashon, that means that Rabbi Yanai also agrees that there is definitely a Tana, who would be the Tana of this braita, who holds that the Hagralah is not ma'akev? Who is that Tana? Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the second approach, Rabbi Yanai does not believe that such a Tana exists at all. Because according to him, nobody would say that the Hagralah is not ma'akev, because besides the chukah issue, which is the topic of the discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah, there's another issue which Rabbi Yehuda is also moided to, and that is the repetitive Asher Allah Alav Agoral. So therefore, I would say, so if you hold Bishlam Alach Lishna that you said that Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yanai is made and Kuli Amalo Pligi, that Agoral is not Ma'akev, I can easily explain away this Braita, which says that the Agrala is not Ma'akev, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Mandi Omar, which was the Lashon that we said afterwards, that no, we're arguing in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that chukah does not apply, and nonetheless, I, Rabbi Yanai, maintain that even Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, the goral is ma'akev because of the repetition of Asher Allah lava goral. So then who said this braita, dear? Who said this braita? The braita says, agrala is mitzvah la'agril, but im lo higril, it's not a problem. So then this seems to show us that our second approach, by which Rabbi Yehuda would be meida, that there is an ikuva in the goral because of the repetition, is wrong. lahachlish the amrit pligi. I mean, I understand that if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, okay, it's fine. I mean, the man yomer lo ma'akvetz Rabbi Yehuda. But if it's going according to Rabbi Yanai, he doesn't have any options of learning the Braita the way that you described his shita. So supposedly, according to Rabbi Yanai, and that's the man yomer's ma'akva, it's not going to anybody because of money. Okay, that's true. So according to that second lashon, I think what we need to do is we need to just adjust things a little bit. When it says over here, mitzvah lahagril, it doesn't mean mitzvah lahagril literally. It means mitzvah lahagril ulahaniach, meaning you're supposed to take the hagralot. And it says, after all, v'natan aharon al shnei asirim goralot. Right? Mashmi physically picks up the goral, and he puts the goral on the shnei asirim. That's what it meant. So t'nei hiniach, mitzvah laniach, there's a mitzvah not only to do the goral, but to the meniach the goral. That gentleman, I, Rabbi Yanai, never said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be ma'akev, because it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk twice to do that. It only says there needs to be a definition of the goral, asher Allah alav ha-goral, not asher natan alav ha-goral. So that's what it's referring to. And that still works out perfectly well, even according to me, says Rabbi Yanai, because I never suggested that the hanacha would be ma'akev. So let's change that. Okay, let's take the next braita that seems to throw a monkey wrench into the easy way we're getting away with allowing both Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan to work out both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Nechemia. Take a look at this next braita. Toshma, mitzvah lahagril ulahitvadot. So you need to do the hagralah, and you need to do the vidui on your mishtalayach. But if you didn't, lo yigril, velo yitvada, it's still kosher. Now, who is that? Who's the man Yom holds it's still kosher? I thought you don't hold Rabbi Yanai that anybody, according to the second approach in Rabbi Yanai, I thought you don't hold that anybody holds it's kosher. And you're going to try to tell me the same thing you told me before, I'll bet, right? You're going to try to tell me that it doesn't say mitzvah lagril in the sense of to do the hagralah. It means mitzvah lagril in the sense of putting laniach the hagralah. Same answer you gave me a minute ago. That won't work over here, my friend. Can't get away with that over here. Because v'chi teimi, you're going to try to tell me the same thing you just told me a moment ago, that achinami lahaniach, that when it says lahagril, it doesn't mean lahagril, it means mitzvah to be meniach and lehitvadot, and lo hiniach v'lo hitvada is kosher, to which I, Rabbi Yanai, is maida. Keep reading and tell me that that works, okay? The next words are Ema Seifa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, I disagree. I hold if you did not do the hagralah, it would be kosher. Only if you did not do the vidui, it would be possible. So, explain to me, what was Rabbi Shimon referring to when he said lo higril? Because the way that you're explaining now the words lo higril is actually lo hiniach, right? So then you'd have to put those words into Rabbi Shimon also. And Rabbi Shimon would say, no, I disagree with you. If he was not meniach, I would say that actually, lo hiniach, and that would mean, I say, Rabbi Shimon, it would be kosher if lo hiniach. That's how you're reading the words. Excuse me. And what would be the din if lo higril, according to Rabbi Shimon? In other words, Rabbi Shimon would be saying, lo hiniach is kosher. Lo higril, now, that would be a big problem. That would not be kosher. But that's not true. Because if he were only arguing on lo hiniach, and he was using the words that the Tanakhama was using, lo hiniach in the sense of lo hiniach, the implication would be, I disagree about lo hiniach. But of course, I would agree with you about lo hiniach. But in reality, that is not true. Because everybody agrees. Let's say, ignore the moment from the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Everybody agrees that certainly according to Rabbi Shimon, the Hagrola itself is not ma'akev because of Atanya. Meit echad mi'em mebi chaveiro shalo b'hagrola divi Rabbi Shimon. What happens if the Sura Mishtaleach drops dead? What happens if the Sura Lashem drops dead? Bring another one. And that's all. Just bring another one. Replace it What do you mean replace it? Don't I have to do agrala? Nah, it was nice to do, but it's not market. Okay? So then that means that, according to Rabbi Shimon, we hold that we do not need the agrala. So why would Rabbi Shimon, according to the way you're understanding now, that the words lohi gril means lohi niyach, why would Rabbi Shimon say lohi niyach? I disagree. I think it's kosher. Which implies, but lohi gril. Now in that, you're right. Where that's not what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi Shimon holds lohi gril at all is kosher. I can just bring another one of teaming up without doing any agrala. Says the Gemara, that doesn't mean anything. Because the fact that I understand, the way Rabbi Yonai wants to read this, that lohi gril means lohi niach, according to the Tanakhama, does not mean that that's not what, that that's what it needs to mean according to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon could be responding in a multi-leveled way to the Tanakhama. Look, gentlemen, I don't know what you mean, okay? There's people around here are saying that when you say lohi gril, you mean lohi niach. I don't know if you meant lohi niach. I don't know if you meant lohi gril. All I can tell you is, whatever you say, I disagree. Now, the question is, how much do I disagree? So if you meant that you're telling me that even not to be meniach is ma'akev, oh, man, then I hold completely opposite. I'll forget about not to be meniach. I hold not even to be ma'agril. It's not going to be ma'akev. If all you meant to say is that, no, of course, lohi niach is not ma'akev, but lohi gril is ma'akev, so then I only argue on you on one thing. Then I only argue about the hagrala. But no matter what you say, I argue on you. So it was jumping to conclusions that just because Rabbi Shimon would reply to the Tanakhama, who, according to Rabbi Yonai, is insisting on using the words lohi niach, that doesn't mean that Rabbi Shimon limited his response to lohi niach. He agreed that even if lohi gril, he just wasn't sure. That's all. So let's see that inside. Rabbi Shimon lo yada mai komar rabbanan. Look, he wasn't sure. Everybody's telling him something else, you know. So he komar, look, I don't know what you mean, okay? If what you mean is the hagrola itself is ma'akev, and that's mamash, not the hanocha. If that's what you're saying, so then pagino alaychu b'chod, I only argue on one thing, and that is about the hagrola. I agree with you about the hanocha. If you're telling me that even the hanocha is ma'akev, oh my God, it's totally off the wall. Then I argue on everything. Because I hold even agrola itself is not ma'akev. So that part works out perfectly well. And it is not fair to say that we're going to jump to conclusions that the implications are that if Rabbi Shimon deigned to argue about the case of the lohi niach, that that means he agreed about the case of the lohi gril. It's not true. He was just covering all of the bases. That's all. Okay, let's take a look at this. Tashma. Now here we got another indication that we've got a problem of ikuv, even according to Rabbi Yonai. Now, before we read this, let me just explain to you what we're doing. Remember that the Torah goes back and forth between the par and the soyer, right? So what does the Kohen do, first of all? So first of all, the Kohen goes, and he does the vidui on the par, the vidui risha, right? Doesn't do anything else. Then it says that he should go, this is all in the Seder and the Pasuk, in Achrimot. So the Chiper, which we learn over there, obviously can't mean that he shechs it, because he hasn't shechted it yet until the end of the second Pasuk, in Pasuk Lamed Dalet. So obviously in Pasuk Dalet, when we're talking about the Vechiper, it means vidui. Then it says, V'natan al-shnei asirim goralot. That is step number two after vidui. So one is vidui A, two is hagrala, then comes vidui B after the hagrala, and then comes the shechita. Fine. Then we do that, and we bring in the kaf and the machate while somebody's stirring the dam. He brings the k'teres. Fine. Step number four, he then goes out and he brings the dam of the par, lifnai v'lifnim, not in the hechal, only against the kapora. Okay, then he goes out, shechs the sa'ir hachai, and does the same thing to the dam of the sa'ir hachai, and he then does it again, lifnai vilifnim. Okay, so now the question is, when we talk about that particular order, So it does say chukah. But the question is, again, depending on the sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah or Rabbi Yehuda, which part of this order is going to mess it up for the part that was done out of order? This is the question. And that, of course, is deeply dependent on the machlokas of where chukah applies to. So let us read this braita and see how it impinges on our understanding of the machlokas of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba, first approach, Rabbi Nechemiah, or second approach, Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. Toshma, par ma'akevet ha-sa'ir, but the sa'ir is not ma'akev the par. And where do we say it's ma'akev? Only in the matanot that are being done bifnim, means lifnai ve'lifnim. So now, let me figure out what that could mean, because I can't think of a darn thing that would be in any way able to do something before the par with the sa'ir. What could I do before the par? I mean, I haven't even checked at the sa'ir yet. I'm very confused. What would it mean? So, I mean, look, I understand the part about the par being ma'akev the sa'ir. Yes. The par ma'akev the sa'ir means that if I went ahead and I checked at the sa'ir and I brought the sa'ir's dam before I did the dam of the par, it wouldn't have been worth a crumb. Lo avad velo kulum, because the Torah says, and everybody agrees, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, everybody agrees, Torah said, chukah, you got to do it this way. So if the Kohen skips the par in the Kodshei HaKadoshim and goes straight to the Sawyer, that Sawyer is useless. That Dom didn't do a darn thing. I'm going to have to go back after I bring the Dom of the par and then bring the Dom of the Sawyer. Okay, that part makes perfectly good sense. Par ma'akevet ha-sa'ir. But now, tell me what the other meaning is. Sa'ir eino ma'akev is a par. There is nothing that is meant to be done to the sa'ir before the par, don't it? So how could the sa'ir possibly be ma'akev the par? The statement makes no sense. There is nothing done by a sa'ir before the dam of the par. Mind you, that what? That if you were mocked in the matonais of the par in the heichal before you did the matonais of the sa'ir even bifnim, that would be ma'akev. But it would be ma'akev the heichal. It wouldn't be ma'akev bifnim. I mean, that would be ma'akev because it says chukah on that. And indeed, the part that is done bifnai ve'nifnim, it says chukah on. So if I did the matanot of the soyer bifnim on which it says chukah without having properly done all of the prerequisite, Torah says no good. So certainly the Braisa couldn't have meant that because that indeed would not be good. So you tell me what it means. Go ahead. Give me something that is done from the Sawyer Bifnim that could possibly be Ma'akev Zapar that you need to tell me it isn't Ma'akev Zapar. Guess what? There's only one thing. The Hagrala? Yeah, perfect. I do the Matonis of the Par only after I did step A or one, which is to do Vidui A. B, I went ahead and I did the Hagralah. That was step two, rather. And then the next step was I did the second Vidui after doing the Hagralah and brought the Dam Bifnim. So tell me what that means. That means that the Hagralah is viewed as something which is going to be done before the par. And nonetheless, it is not ma'akev the par. That's the whole point that the Braita is making. Now, why do you think it's not ma'akev the par? I'll tell you what it means. It's not ma'akev the par because of the fact that the Hagralah is not important. Ela lav, the akti matanot de par bifni mikame Hagralah, says the Gemara. So what must I have done out of order? I went ahead and I said both vidui's on the par, shechted the par, brought it in before I did the Hagralah. And what it's saying over here is that's no problem. It doesn't matter if you did the Hagralah. Now, come on, man. If the Seder doesn't matter. And certainly chukah was said on the Seder as it appears here in the Pasuk. So if the Seder doesn't matter, so then that means Hagralah is unimportant. So then the Iker, the Hagralah, nami lo ma'akva. There, you got a raya. The next piece, gentlemen, the Gra takes out because it's ridiculous. If you want to, I will read it for you, just so that you can have it in your Nusach in the Gemara. But it's a rather silly Havamina that is instantly dissolved. So, I mean, we could just run through it. But it makes much more sense in the Gemara to completely take out from the words lo til katani. All right, so just in case you'd like to know what it says over here, I'll read it to you, even though it's childish. Answers the Gemara, look, maybe it's not talking about the Hagralah. Maybe it's talking about doing the Matanot of the Par on the Mizbeach HaZohav before doing the Matanot of the Sawyer in the Heichal, and it's coming to tell me, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that anything that you do with Big Day Lovan in the Heichal and not in the Kodesh Kadashim and not Ma'akev. So then it would work out according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it wouldn't be referring to the Matanot Shebifnim, which you said it can't be because there would be Ma'akev the Seder. And of course, the Gemara's answer is that's ridiculous. You specified Matanot Shebifnim Katani. You specified that it's not talking about in the Heichal. So how all of a sudden you say maybe it's talking about in the Heichal? Come off it. Okay, so as I say, the Gemara just takes this out. Anyway, getting back to the main point. All right, so now we've got a problem because I thought that Rabbi Yana keeps insisting in the second approach, nobody in his right mind would hold the Hagrola is not Ma'akev. And over here it says Beferish. It says right here, the Hagrola, the Seder of the Hagrola is not Ma'akev, which implies that the Hagrola is not Ma'akev. I mean, how can you separate between the Seder of the Hagrola and the Hagrola if they're both either included in the Pasuk of Chukah or not? No, it's not true. First of all, remember, Rabbi Yanai never said nobody. Rabbi Yanai says not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Nechemiah. Obviously, he can't disagree with the fact that Rabbi Shimon said Beferish, I hold the Hagralah is not Ma'akev, and you can bring the other one without a Hagralah. Obviously, somebody holds that. So first of all, the easiest thing of all would be to say it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, okay? Who holds that? Yes, indeed, the Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Or, I can tell you very poshut, the idea over here of the Hagrola, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is why? Because of the fact that it was repeated. Asher Allah, Allah, Vagoral. Does it say anywhere a repetition of the Seder? No. So the Seder is not Ma'akev, because the Chukah doesn't refer to things being done outside. That makes perfectly good sense, says Rabbi Yanai. Why would the Seder be Ma'akev? But that doesn't mean that the Hagralah is not Ma'akev. I already showed you that the repetition of Asher Allah Alav is Ma'akev, even early bit of Rabbi Yehuda. So what kind of raya is this? Makes perfectly good sense to me. Yes, you did a brilliant job of proving that we're referring to the Hagralah and the Seder of the Hagralah, and therefore what? You dredged the entire Mississippi and you came up with nothing. Thank you. You're 100% right. So, doesn't prove anything. All it proves is that the Seder is not Ma'akev, which I'm perfectly willing to agree to. Why didn't you just ask me over a cup of coffee, besides before going through all of this complex analysis over here? I would have told you straight out. Of course the Seder is not Ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Now, so even though Nihita Besidra lo Ma'akva, the Hagralah itself is definitely Ma'akev. Now, getting back, now Rashi says this piece of Azula Tamayu really should have been said immediately after the question of the, not about the Hagralah, but it would be talking about the Vidui, of the Lo Hitvadeh. So Rabbi Shimon said, Lo Hitvadeh is Pasul, and the Tanakama said, Lo Higril V'Lo Hitvadeh is Kosher. This piece is going on that machlokas. It's going back to the beginning. Rashi says it would have been preferable to get through this first. Okay, fine. It's not so important. But we understand that we're moving back now to the other part about the Vidui. So about the Vidui, by the way, this machlokas between the Tanakam Rebbe Shimon about whether Vidui is Ma'akev is also a profound issue that comes up in the understanding of the nature of the Psukim. And in this, let us read in Rabbi Yehuda for the Tanakam, even though it doesn't say the name of the Tanakam. Let's pretend it's Rabbi Yehuda. So now we know that there's actually a machlokas about how to understand the psukim on the vidui of the Sar Mishtaleach, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon and Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore we can say, Va'ozula Tamayu. These two shittas make perfectly good sense. The Tanya. Let's take a look at the pasuk. So over there it says in the pasuk, Asair asher Allah alav hagoral laazazel yomad chai lifnei Hashem lechaper alav leshalach oto laazazel hamidbar. What does the word yomad chai supposed to mean? I mean, if I would just say yomad, it will stand there until we complete this, right? To send it afterwards, la'azazel, is that not enough? How could it possibly be standing dead? I mean, what do you mean, yomad chai? Yomad, until we send it out to the azazel. Explain to me, this would be an indication. Do you see what Rabbanei is doing? That is the yomad. Now, the question is whether there's coffee in that cup and it's chai, or whether it's not, is irrelevant over here. It's a function of just holding it in your hand continually. So the question is, why stress chai? So the only possible reason to stress chai would be to tell me that if something happens to it, it needs to be replaced. It's got to remain. Not that if it's around Yomad, but you darn well better see to it that something alive is standing there. Okay.
You want it alive, dead or alive?
Is that me or just the water? All right, so ad matai yezakuk lamot chai. So now the question is, how do we understand that pasuk? You're insisting that this carbon has to survive, and that if it doesn't survive, we're going to have to replace it. How long does it have to survive? Aha. So now, this is a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda said, ad sha'at matan damo shel chavero. Rabbi Yehuda. When it says yomad chai, it means yomad chai until after we complete the par's kapora. What kapora of the par? The dam of the par. Because after all, it says over there, v'kila mikaper et hakodesh v'tomoid v'tamizbeach v'ikriv et ha-sa'ir achai. So when do we have to get to the sa'ir achai? Through the entire work of kila mikaper sakodesh resolmoid, what is that referring to? The blood of the par that we utilized, lifnim and lifnai velifnim. When you finish that, then it's time for you to be makriv the soyer achai. Okay, so then that means up until that point, it's fine. That's the lashon of kapora, lichaper alav. So surprisingly, the lechaper alav does not mean lechaper on it, on the soyer. It means lechaper alav to be mechaper on the par while the soyer is standing chai. That's how Reb Yehuda understands it, in which case there is no need for the goral. Because the moment that I have finished doing the kapora on the par, everything is fine. So says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Yomad chai lifnei Hashem lechaper alav means lechaper alav on it, on the soyer achai. And how am I mechaper on the soyer achai? By saying vidui. So it has to stay alive long enough until lechaper alav, until I was able to say the vidui. If it doesn't survive until then, I have to bring another soyer. So what that means is that according to Rabbi Shimon, the vidui devarim is actually ma'akev. And this is very much consistent with what we see over here. Is vidui ma'akev or not in the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon? And we're pretending the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda. We don't really know. Kiritanya. And babaykum iflagei kiritanya. When it says in the pasuk yomad chai lifnei Hashem lechaper, what does that mean? Well, lechaper means bekaper adamim. It says, what kapara was it talking about over there? Certainly not vidui. It was referring to the dam that I'm bringing on the kaporet and on the mizbeach, right? Okay, so that is the same word that is used here, and it means it in the same way. I'm working on the par to be mekaper. That's what it is. Malahalam bekaparat damim, afkan bekaparat damim, and this is Rabbi Yehuda's understanding. Rabbi Shimon says, it says the kaper alav. That's the kapor that we do on it. And that is kapor atavarim akatuv bedaber. I mean, for heaven's sakes, that pasuk is 10 psukim before, darn it. When we start reading Achrei Mot and we hear about the Shnei Seirim, we say at that point in Pasuk Yud that Haseir Asher Alah Alav Agorah Yomot Chai Lechaper Alav. When you're bringing me a raya from 10 Pesukim later, where over there it says Vikila Mikaperet HaKodesh, but this has nothing to do with that. This is the original vision of what am I doing with this Seir Mishtaleach. My vision of the Seir Mishtaleach is I'm going to say Vidui on all of the Chatois of Bnei Yisrael, and I'm going to send it Lazazel. So that's what it means. You can't use the Pesuk later on to now redefine what it meant in the beginning. So therefore, if we're talking about Kaparat Dvarim, then that makes perfectly good sense. There is no Kaparat Damim on the Seir to say that we should allow the Seir to remain alive L'chaper, while we're being L'chaper with the Par on Kaparat Damim. You don't think that's a little weird? So it makes much better sense to say this is the Kapara of the Dvar, which means that the Vidui is essential. Yomat Chai, until I do the Vidui, that's absolutely I got to do. That's what Rabbi Shimon is saying. So when it comes to the Vidui, the Torah says replace it if you have to replace it. You don't have to do another Agrala, but you got to replace it. That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita. It's perfectly consistent with that Shita. Okay, so that is the end of this Machlokas in its multiple areas. Let me just go over with you what the multiple areas are. The question of the din of the Hagrala, the question of the din of the Netinata Hagralot on the respective Seirim, and the question of the din of the Vidui on the Seir Mishtaleach. In all of the above, is it Ma'akev or is it not Ma'akev? In the middle of that discussion, we reviewed the Shitas of Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon among the Tanoim, and the Shitas of Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan among the Amoraim, and we discussed the questions of whether Chuka is Ma'akev and Big Day Lavan totally, or only Big Day Lavan Mibifnim, or only Big Day Lavan, all Big Day Lavan, but only Big Day Lavan that are defined as Aveda. Those were the three different Shitas that we discussed. We also discussed whether we have an Ikuva that comes only from Chuka, or whether we have an additional ikuva from Shina Alava Katuvla Akev in the Dinum of Asher Allah Alav Hagoral. And then we have the question of how we understand the nature of the Yomat Chai. So what is the meaning of that Yomat Chai, which is very tantalizing? It means it absolutely has got to be there. You have to replace it. And that's the question on the depth of the interrelationship between the Kaparat Domim of the Par and the presence of the Seir Mishtaleach, or whether it's referring specifically to the Kapora, meaning Kaparat Dvarim, which is achieved by the Seir Mishtaleach through the Vidui. Okay, that was a beautiful sugya. It is now complete. Now let's take a look, getting back to the issue that we had been discussing, which was the sensitivity of the Gedula of the Kuhuna to whether the aliyah of the goral is in the right hand or in the left hand, and the emotional sensitivities that we have to that in terms of the Sagan and the Rosh Beis Din, and not to hurt the feelings of the Kohen Gadol and so on. So getting back to that, it turns out that the Talmidim asked Rabbi Akiva about whether there's a way to lessen the pain of the Kohen Gadol. And how would that be in the event that things didn't work out properly? So, Shaluta Midavit Rabbi Akiva. Suppose the shame was Ola Bismol. Can the Kohen move it into his right hand? That's what we think it means. And Rabbi Akiva said, listen, you don't want to do something like that. Al titnu makom tzedukim lirdot. Don't let the tzedukim find some place to say, ah, these rabbis, they do whatever the heck they want, and you can't believe a thing that they do. If you let the Kohen flip it into his other hand, then if the tzedukim find out about it, it's going to be bizyonis. We can't do that. You're telling me, says the Gemara, that time ad alti tuma komet tzedukim lirdo, talav achim adrinalei? You're telling me that it doesn't matter? And that the only reason is because we don't want the tzedukim to make fun of it? But if not for that mikra, then we'd be allowed to stick the goral back into the other hand and put it on the wrong Sawyer, which would mean that we're not using the Goral. Didn't you say before the Hagrala is Ma'akev? How in the world now is it suddenly not Ma'akev? So Kivan de Kavah Tape is small. If the left hand was the one, the left hand Sawyer is supposed to be the one Lashem, how could we possibly flip it? Hechi Ma'adrinan Leib. It doesn't make any sense. You just are going against everything. This is going, of course, according to the second approach, right? The way Rabbi Yonah says, everybody, except for Rabbi Shimon, also Agrola, is Ma'akev. Omar Rava, you don't understand the question. Of course, they're not asking whether you can flip the hand. They're asking whether you can flip everything. In other words, can the Kohen Gadol flip the two Se'irim and then flip the Goral? And that way, when he puts the Goral on the Sawyer, he appears to be putting his right hand Goral on the right hand Sawyer, but only because he managed to be able to flip it around, both in his hands and the Sawyer. So he really isn't doing anything meaningful. It just looks better because the same Goral is going to be going on the same Sawyer, except now it'll be the right hand Sawyer instead of left hand Sawyer. So he doesn't have to be embarrassed in public. How about that? Would that be okay? I mean, not many people are going to notice. They'll see him lifting up his hand and putting it on the side, and that's what we want to save his pain, you know? So that's what we wanted to know. Achikama. Suppose Allah Hagoral is small. Mao Shiach Zero, both the hand and the Sawyer to the other hand, to the Yamin. And on that, Rabbi Akiva said, look, I mean, obviously it's irrelevant because it doesn't change a darn thing. But the Tzedukim are going to make a big deal out of it. Oh, bah, 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 bah. It should have been the other Sawyer. They flipped it around. Whatever. So don't give them any kind of mokum just to make the Kohen Gadol feel better. So al titnu mokum le Tzedukim lirdo. That's the point. Tashma. Ilu ne'emar et ha'sa'ir asher alav. Instead of saying asher Allah, Allah. So I might have thought, if that's all that it said in the Pasuk, so then I might have thought that the meaning of that pasuk is that yanichenu alav, you have to put it on top of the sir amishtalayach, because what it means is that it actually belongs on there. Therefore, it says, to make sure you don't make that misunderstanding, asher Allah alav agoral, but it's not that it literally needs to be on it. Once it came up, you don't need to actually put the Goral on it. What? No. That's not true. What do you mean? You don't need to put anything on it. In terms of what? It's not even a mitzvah? Lamai. You're telling me there's no mitzvah? Hanocha mitzvah namilo? There's not even a mitzvah when it says v'natana lav Aharon HaKohen Goralot. It doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to put on it. That's obviously not true. It's a beferish aposik. Nobody argued with the mitzvah. That can't be what it means. Must be the discussion was la'akev. And apparently, you see from here, the Hagrala is ma'akev, but the Hanacha is not ma'akev. And then this Braita would be telling me that you cannot say that, this would mean that Rabbi Nechemiah is wrong, that you cannot say that it's not an Aveda, because over here it says it is ma'akev. Oh, my Rava, no. Let's go back to the beginning, okay? The way you understood it initially is correct, but you're missing out on how we are using the word, okay? The word yanichenu has two meanings, right, in Lashon HaKadosh. The word yanichenu means leave it there, and the word yanichenu means put it there, right? Just in common speech, that's what the word means. Taniach et ze'al. Or taniach et ze'al. Taniach et ze'al means leave it there and leave it permanently there. That's what got you mixed up. What we meant was like this. Suppose it would have said, ilu nema asher alav. Then I would have said it has to be alav ad shat shchita, because it's identifying what to shecht. Shecht, the one that has the goral on it now. So I would have thought, oh gosh, so that's what it means. I have to leave it on it until I actually shecht it. Therefore, it comes up to say, Asher Allah lava goral. No. The physical goral doesn't have to be there, b'shach shechita. Kiven sha'alah, shuvin atzarech. It doesn't mean there's no mitzvah to be meniach. Of course, there's a mitzvah to be meniach. Absolutely. Toshma. Okay. let me once and for all show you that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Goral is absolutely ma'akev, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Tashma. The asahu chatat. What is asahu chatat? He? What is the he? The antecedent over here is the Goral. Ha-Goral v'asohu chatat. So the Goral makes the chatat. Nothing else. The Kohen can't make the chatat. The Kohen can't say, here is the chatat. No. Ein Hashem, meaning the name that the Kohen Gadol says about it, that doesn't have any impact at all. Ein Hashem osehu chatat. Because I would have thought, if it wouldn't have stressed this v'asohu and only this v'asohu, I would have said, look, I mean, it's a Kal v'chomer, no? Normally, you cannot make something Kodesh and define its Kedusha by doing a Goral. So if you would, let's say, you would have a Kinim of Izova. So you say, I don't know which one should be the Chatas, which one should be the Oila. Let me do a Goral. We would laugh you out of town. What do you mean, do a Goral? You can't make something Kodesh on the basis of a Goral. You have to say Bishah that you bought it or Bishah that it's being brought by the Kohen. You can't do a Goral. So ma b'mokam shaloki desha Goral. But over there, the Kohen can be Mekadesh at the time of the Akrav or the Bailam at the time of the Kinyan. Mokam shekidesha Goral eno dinshi kadesh Hashem. If the Kohen is able to define which one is Lashem and which one is Lazazel by doing a Goral, so certainly if he wants to skip the Goral and say this should be the Shem, for sure that should be good, right? That's what I would have thought. That's why the Torah has to say, Talmud Lomar, only V'osor Chatat, only Agoral Oseh Chatat. But the Shem does not say Chatat. This is the Braita in the Torat Kohanim. Now, who wrote the Torat Kohanim? Ask yourself, please, gentlemen. Stam Sifra Mani, Rabbi Yehuda. Well. What an amazing coincidence. So it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda has finally told us that the Goral Oseh Chatat Ve'en Hashem Oto Oseh Chatat, which means without the Goral, you could throw out the Avodas Yom HaKippurim because you cannot create a Seir Lazazel or a Seir Lashem unless you do the Goral. So don't give me this jazz that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Goral is not Ma'akev, which is what we insisted that Rabbi Yochanan holds, right? Here Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Tiyufta, demand Yomar Agrala Lo Ma'akva. This shows that both of the approaches, in other words, if you're going like the first approach, where supposedly everybody agreed, oh, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after all, it's done outside and it can't be Ma'akev, forget it. That's pure par, bull. Not true. And the halacha is that it actually is Ma'akev. And according to the second approach, it also doesn't work out according to Rabbi Yochanan. So there's no way that Rabbi Yochanan can work out in this. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, even in the second approach, says, well, you know, certainly it's not Ma'akev over there. It was only Rabbi Yanai who was willing to say it's Ma'akev. Turns out the only approach that is correct is Rabbi Yanai's approach in the second way that we learned Rabbi Yanai. That's the only way to understand it. Ti yufta demandi omar agra lo ma'akva, ti yufta.